This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Remember that big announcement from the White House in the past week or so that the Taiwanese tech manufacturer Foxconn was going to build its first U.S. factory, a $10 billion plant in Wisconsin? It was going to be 13,000 jobs in exchange for $3 billion in tax breaks. Yeah, well, hang on. Legislative analysts in Wisconsin are saying the state is not going to break even on that investment for more than 25 years. That's the best case scenario, by the way. These mega incentive offers, tax breaks in exchange for jobs, have been on the rise since the recession. Marketplace's Amy Scott looked into whether they really pay off for local economies.
Over the years, state and local governments have handed out tens of billions of dollars in tax breaks to attract or keep employers. And mega deals, those worth more than $50 million, are on the rise. That's according to the nonprofit group Good Jobs First, which has counted about 400 such deals since the late 70s. Greg Leroy is executive director.
The average price per job in that database is $658,000 per job. From a taxpayer point of view, there's no way taxpayers can ever break even.
Tax incentives can still be worthwhile, says Timothy Bartik, senior economist with the Upjohn Institute for Employment Research.
Economic development should not be viewed as a way for state and local governments to make money. It should be viewed as an investment to try to improve the number and quality of jobs and thereby provide benefits to the state's residents.
Bartik says the benefits are greatest when the incentives bring high-paying jobs to states with high unemployment. That's not the case in Wisconsin, where unemployment is a low 3.1%. Governments can protect their investment by adding provisions to recover money if companies don't deliver. Wisconsin's Senate Majority Leader, Republican Scott Fitzgerald, would like to see benchmarks built into the deal.
I think what we're looking for is, okay, tell us kind of when these jobs are going to be in place and how quickly we're going to reap the benefits.
One winner, if the Foxconn deal is approved, could be Illinois, just over the border, where workers and local businesses could reap some of the benefits without the cost to taxpayers. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.